joined by manager Danny Penzook after today's 0-0 draw here at Barnton. Just give us your thoughts on that, Danny.
It was a good point. There's no such thing as a bad point this time of the season, so happy to come away with something. Three defeats on the trot, it was nice to stop that. I thought we played well, I thought we played together. Lucky not to win it at the end. Looked the more dangerous team without really creating that many clear-cut chances. So overall, it's a positive point, and it gets us a point closer to our aim.
And debutant Charlie Walters today. I know he's been a long-term target of yours. Had a decent game, looked lively down that side.
He did, he's a good player, and he'll be better for getting the 90 minutes in his legs today. He probably hasn't played in 4 or 5 weeks an actual game of football, with him being in and out at Lancaster. So you could see towards the end he was tiring a bit, but he's still got that quality. So we left him on the hope that he could do something. But no, he's only going to come from strength to strength. So good performance from Charlie today, and there's definitely more to come.
I thought it was a solid performance, and everyone from the back five to midfield to the two up top really put in a shift today for you, and never really looked that threatened, really. I mean, they had a few shots first half, but second half it was all gate, really.
Yeah, but I think that's where we need to improve, and we've got good players, and Charlie's going to make us better because he's another good player. But we do have good players, but all too often when teams have got into us, we've had that soft underbelly so far this season. I think if you see our games, you'll have seen that. When these guys came to our place earlier on the season, they weren't the better team, but we're a bit weak, and we need to get physically better, we need to get mentally better. And it's not so much our footballing ability that I'm worried about, it's the other stuff, the other side of it. So I thought Davey and IP had another great game as two centre-halves. PC and Jake did well in the full-back areas. And Ben and Charlie as well down the flanks helps us out no end with their energy. So a really solid performance. And if we can get that 90% of the time and start to build on that in terms of our creativity, we'll be a good side.
And something different to start the game with. Sadio up top on his own and Stinger on the bench. Thought he did all right first half and parts of the second half. And then when Stinger came on, offered us a bit of liveliness last 20 minutes there and could have created something. Well, he did, but we didn't put it away.
Yeah, we had a few chances, yeah. Let's not talk about this. No, Seydou does that, though. I'd hate to mark him. I've played centre-half at this level. If you get Seydou Bamba up and at you, he's a handful. And he runs the line, he wins his flick-ons, he backs in, he's got a great touch for a big man, he holds it up, he brought other players into play, which is something that I felt we've been lacking over the last few weeks. Sometimes we haven't had the opportunity to build attacks, and I thought Seydou gave us that today. As you say, last 20 when Stinger came on, we were a different proposition. Thought Joe had a great game in the 10 role, but then we wanted to get him behind him, stretch him a bit more, and Stinger did that. And to be fair, set one on a plate for Seydou and could have got one himself, so came on, proved a point and did well.
So no game next week, and then week after away at AC Liverpool. Lads back in training, double session next week, or just the one? Don't want to tire them out.
It depends what you class a double session. we'll be training as normal in the week, and then I think a few of us are going to go out Friday night. It's not often they get a Saturday to themselves. They give up a lot of the time for not a lot of money, if I'm being honest, and the commitment is exemplary. So in terms of wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever they've got, you know, it's nice to be able to give them a Saturday off. So we'll be doing that this week, letting them recharge the batteries, getting together on Friday and having a few beers and a bit of a catch-up.
And then we go again week after away at AC Liverpool. They've perhaps dropped off a little bit now from the promotion race. But, yeah, again, another tough team. I know it was a really good game when they played at our place, and I know they won, but it's a good game. That's all I'll say, and another tough one.
Yeah, there's no easy games, but it's that funny time of the season now because you've probably got your five who are going for the title, and you've got your three who are trying to play catch up on the rest of them, and then you've got teams like us and Barnton and Darwin and Barnoldswick who just need a couple more to get us over the line, I think. And then you've got, once you go to above us, to your main rows and your Abbey A's and your West Didsbury's, your Paddy Hims and stuff and AFC. They don't really have much to play for. We're not having any playoffs in this league for probably 6 or 7 teams now at the moment. They know they're not going up, they know they're not going down, and mentally that can affect you. So I'm hoping they all give up in the next week or so. We can give them a game. It's a great pitch at Marine, which will suit us well. And we'll attack it as we attack any game, looking for the 3 points.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.